Hello, my friends, and welcome back for this week's episode of the Pirkei Avos podcast. This is Rabbi Shlomo Kohn. I hope you are well. And before we begin, as always, if you have any questions, comments, or would just like to reach out to say hello, please feel free to send me an email at Rabbi Shlomo Kohn, KOHN, at gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. For this week, we continue with Perek Beis, Mishnah Chaf Aleph, Chapter 2, Mishnah 21. And 2 points. Number one is this week's Mishnah is almost a, or sort of a continuation from the last Mishnah. And additionally, we're going to be finishing today the second chapter of Pirkei Avos. Give yourself a pat in the back if you've been with us since the beginning, and if you've just come aboard, welcome. So the mission begins. Hu haya aimer. He used to say, and we're referring to Reb Tarfon. Reb Tarfon had a taught us in the last Mishnah that Hayom katzer v'amalacha merubah v'poalim atzelim. The day is short, the work is much, and the workers are lazy, but the reward is much. And the Baal HaBayis is dochek. The master of the house is insistent. And he continues this week with maybe a continuation of the last Mishnah. Goes together. Hu Yaimer, he used to say, Loi olecho hamalocha ligmor. You are not required to complete the task. Vloyata ben choyren, li batal mimena. But yet at the same time, you're not a free, you're not free to say that you don't have to do it. That's point number one. Number two, im lamadta Torah harbe, if you learn much Torah, you learned or you are learning a lot of Torah. Remember, noisnin l'cha schar harbe. You'll be given great reward. And your employer, referring to Hashem, to God, can be relied upon to pay you the wage of your labor. But vida, remember, that the reward of the righteous will be given in the next world, in the world to come. Okay. So let's go back to the beginning. So last week we talked about that this the day is short, the work is much. And the first feeling that a person can have when they have this huge, massive job to do is a sense of being overwhelmed. Overwhelmed means not knowing where to start, not knowing what to do first. Maybe sometimes people can't function when they become overwhelmed. And many times people just give up before they even start. So after the last Mishnah, Rabbi Tarfon is giving us some instruction. You might think that the job that a Jew has to do in life is overwhelming, all the mitzvos to learn Torah, to get all this done, character refinement, working on yourself. It just seems like so much. You ever see how many volumes there are in the Talmud? There's tons. You go to a Beis Medrash, a study hall, and there's shelves and shelves of svarim, of Torah, of thoughts, Torah ideas, commentary, chumash, Talmud, Halacha, Medrash, Halacha, comment, responsa, you name it. There we have it, and there's commentaries and commentaries, and it's all for us to learn. Mitzvos, mitzvos are never ending. We have 613, but opportunities we have to do the mitzvos are constant. And a person might think to themselves, there's so much to do, I don't know where to start. So I'll just give up. I won't even start. And Reb Tarfon says here a very powerful lesson. Loy alecha hamalacha ligmar. The job is not on you to finish the work, right? It's not your job to finish everything. But at the same time, you can't, say that, I don't have to finish it. I don't have to, I don't have to do anything. So there's a balance over here. Because on one hand, there's a lot for us to do. But on the other hand, we have to recognize that God only expects of us what we can do. He doesn't give us a mission that we're doomed to failure, that we can't accomplish. We all are different. Everyone's different. We all have different limitations. We all have different abilities and different strengths. Some people can learn for 10 hours straight. Some people can learn for 10 minutes straight. Everyone's different. And the expectations for each person is different. And we have to remember that on one hand, we can't be overwhelmed with the task at hand. We have to just do our best, meaning we can't say that since there's no specific expectation of what we have to finish, of what we have to do, of what we have to accomplish, and that it could be it's different for different people. So then there's the natural fallback reaction of, okay, there's no expectations, I just won't take things seriously then. No, that's not the case as well. Meaning, God doesn't expect us to be Superman, but He expects us to be who we are. He expects us to give our best, to do our best, to put our best effort in, to do the best we can be, to be the best we can be. And one thing about Judaism, which is very unique and different than the world that we live in, the physical world, the materialistic world, and even probably other religions as well, is that the world that we live in, it's a world of results. Meaning, if you perform, if you do what you're supposed to do, so then you're good. You work at a job, you do the tasks that are required of you, so then you're going to keep your job, you're going to get paid. But if you don't do what you're supposed to do, you slack off, you're going to get fired. Even if you try very hard, if you don't produce the results that are expected of you, even if you're trying very hard, eventually a person's going to get fired because the bottom line of the company is what's most important, right? So forget about even slacking off. Even the guy's putting in effort and he's just not accomplishing what needs to be accomplished. He's trying, he really is trying, but for whatever reasons it's not working. It's going to eventually end with him not having a job. But when it comes to ruchnius, when it comes to our spirituality, we have to remember that we get graded on our efforts. We know that success or failure is in the hands of Hashem. And therefore, if that's the case, right? So then how can we be expected to deliver results if the results are not in our hands? But what is in our hands is effort. How much effort we put into things? Are we really trying? Are we really putting our heart and soul into things? Are we giving it our all? And in Judaism, it's called Lufum Tzara Agra, that according to the, I guess I don't want to say aggravation, but according to the effort that's put in, so too is the reward. And the idea here is that when we put an effort to things and we work hard, so we're going to get rewarded for that. The results are not necessarily in our hands, but the effort we put in is what's truly important. And that's what's meant in this Mishnah when it says Lo yalecha hamalacha ligmor v'le'ata ben chayin libatel mimena, that at the same time, that at the same time we need to put our best foot forward and to do the most we can, but yet we're not expected to do everything. So it should act for us, it should be for us this starting point that we're able to accomplish, a springboard for us to accomplish so much in our life. And many times you have people that at first maybe they couldn't accomplish so much, but eventually once they started, they realized how much they could do, and they were able to, accomplish things way beyond their wildest expectations because they put their foot forward, they took that first step, and Hashem helped them succeed beyond their wildest imaginations. Now, the second part of our Mishnah, Im lomadeta Torah harbeh, noisn lecha schar harbeh. If you had studied much Torah, they give you great reward. Okay. Now, the second part of the Mishnah is very interesting because I feel like it still ties into this idea that we just discussed now in the beginning of the Mishnah. If you have studied much Torah, noisn lecha schar harbeh, Hashem, you're going to be given much reward. Now, just like with effort, when it comes to Torah knowledge, we're not rewarded for the amount of Torah that we know that we have in our memory, but rather it's the effort that we put through, that we put forth to understand that Torah, to put it into our mind. And that's the schar harbe we're going to get. The much reward we're going to get is for the effort that we put in, which really follows along the lines of the first part of the Mishnah, which teaches us this idea of putting in the effort. Now, at the same time, we should remember that this sentence in the Mishnah shows us the difference that Hashem, how shows us how Hashem is different from a regular employer. Right? A regular employer, we always complain that we don't get paid too much, and they can't be 100% reliable. A person's employer could go out of business and then they don't have a job anymore. But the difference over here is that we have to know when we study Torah, Hashem is obviously we're getting reward and we're making our lives more enjoyable and better. But at the same time, we have to remember that Hashem is totally reliable, more than our boss. And the reward that we're going to get for studying Torah is more than anything we could imagine. There's a Talmud, in the Talmud it brings down that the enjoyment of Olam Haba is more than all the enjoyable moments in human history combined. One moment in Olam Haba in the next world is all the enjoyable and pleasurable moments of all of humanity from the beginning of time till now doesn't equal into one moment of Olam Haba. And the way that we get there to that point is by studying now. And, keeping that in mind helps us keep focus and remember that what we're doing is truly special. It's keeping the world going now. And God willing, when the right time comes, we'll be getting a reward in the world to come. And we have to remember that he could be relied upon. This is this idea that Hashem is totally reliable, as I mentioned before, that it's not like he's going to give us every mitzvah that we do, every minute of Torah we study is all accounted for. People some mistakenly think that God forgets the little things. Nothing could be more further from the truth, because Hashem, in his great mercy, and he sees everything that we do. He records everything we do, and this could be used for our benefit and could be used against us, unfortunately, meaning we have to answer for the things that we did improperly. And at the same time, we get rewarded even for the small things that we thought were nothing. And we have to remember that everything is accounted for. And we have to know that the reward of the righteous will be given in the world to come. Now, this idea in the last part of the Mishnah is finishing off Reb Tarfon, that you might say to yourself, after hearing this Mishnah, I know plenty of people that study a lot of Torah, but at the same time, they have a hard life. They're facing different challenges in their life. And this is really the age-old question of why do bad things happen to good people? Because we see that all the promises of good things will happen if somebody studies Torah, somebody does the mitzvos, right? He's supposed to have a lot of blessing. Now, obviously, unfortunately, sometimes there are people that do good things and yet, quote unquote, bad things still happen to them. They have hard situations. And we have to remember that sometimes the blessings that we have that are given to a person who does the right thing, those rewards are sometimes given after in the next world. And in, the famous question of why do bad things happen to good people? There's many ways that can be dealt with those exact questions, but it's a one of it's probably the most or biggest philosophical question that man has asked. But the idea is that sometimes Hashem, in his great mercy, wants to rid this tzaddik of any vestige of bad that he has, so he can come to the next world totally clean and totally pure, because it's much easier to have to be paid back, to be or to be cleansed in this world than have to deal with it in the next world. So God in his kindness does that to someone who's righteous in order that when he comes to the next world, he'll be totally in clean and white. And that's the answer for sometimes for wicked people, why they have things good, because Hashem wants to give the person reward in this world, so they when they come to the next world, they're gonna have to be totally paid up, and they will not receive a reward in the next world as well. So with that, we're gonna finish for today's Mishnah. I hope you enjoyed. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to reach out to me at Rabbi Shlomo Cohen, KOHN, @gmail.com. Everyone, have a great day.